Hello and welcome to the July 20th edition of the NAREIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Bork from Quito. And for the latest look at the economy and its impact on commercial real estate, I'm joined by NAREIT's senior economist, Calvin Schnorr. Calvin, thank you for joining me today.
It's my pleasure, Sarah.
So let's start with the economic fundamentals. How is the economy performing as businesses reopen during the pandemic?
Sarah, the news we got last week showed there's a lot of potential for rebound as long as the reopening can proceed. And I really want to stress that it's all dependent on the economy being able to reopen. But we saw industrial production rose quite a bit, some strong numbers on retail sales and housing starts in the month of June. So what we're seeing is that there is a lot of potential for stronger consumer growth, housing growth, and everything like that, getting us back to where we were, only as long as the virus is under control. And we did see a lot of news last week that the virus is surging in places. So we're still facing this tension.
And there's talk of another round of stimulus. How will this impact the recovery?
That's right. There are a lot of talks about stimulus, but it's not really clear what the details are going to be yet. Both sides seem interested in having some additional stimulus. We'll have to wait and see what they come out with. I would say it's important that they're working now. The expiration of the extended unemployment benefits at the end of this month gives them some pressure to have that deadline. But that said, the stimulus will help the households and businesses while significant parts of the economy are still shut down. But these are really stopgap measures until the health situation is under control. And ultimately, we have to get the businesses open, but we have to do it in a way that is safe for the public. People are not going to go to businesses if they don't feel that it's safe. So the stimulus will help people until we're able to reopen safely. But the good news is, in addition to the possible next round of stimulus, there is dry powder in the form of stimulus that hasn't been spent, that's in people's bank accounts, that is going to continue to help them, although there are a lot of households that really are on edge and are struggling. So there's a good cause for the stimulus to help the people who have been most hurt by this crisis.
And how have the financial markets responded?
You know, last week was a fairly quiet week because people have been seeing these two forces, you know, the reopening but still concerns about the virus. There's been some tension between them for quite some time. And we do have a lot of uncertainty about near-term growth. And I should also add, you know, possibility for a vaccine is driving the market. So we see the market rebounding quite a bit when there's news about positive vaccine chances. But last week, you know, REITs were up a bit, about a percentage point or so last week, and broader equities were about the same. Now, one of the really big things on the horizon is we're starting earnings season for the second quarter. This week, REITs will begin reporting their second quarter results, and we're expecting there to be a large decline. You know, it's fairly clear. One thing is that overall economic growth, GDP growth, is a really strong driver of REIT earnings, just like earnings for the rest of the economy. And with much of the economy shut down for half of the spring quarter, we're expecting there to be some pretty significant declines. But since analysts know that, investors know that, everyone's going to be looking to see what management discussion is saying about, you know, how they perceive trends going forward. Because here's a case where the medium-term outlook could be quite different from what we saw in the second half, in the second quarter. So, you know, later this year and probably more likely into 2021, we could see some rebound from the earnings, very weak earnings that we're likely to get for the second quarter.
Okay. Great, Calvin. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, Sarah.
And for more news and analysis on REITs and listed real estate, be sure to visit NAREIT's website, REIT.com.